Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. According to this week's lesson from the Gospel of Matthew, this is the message that John the Baptist was sharing as he appeared in the wilderness of Judea. Furthermore, according to Matthew's Gospel, this John the Baptist was the one about whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said that there would someday be a voice crying out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." And that is what we, in this present wilderness, are called to do during Advent, to prepare the way of the Lord, to make his paths straight. John the Baptist was letting God's people know that in Jesus, the kingdom of heaven had come near. Later, in the fifth chapter of Matthew's Gospel, Jesus will share the same message as he begins his public ministry. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. This is what John the Baptist and Jesus are calling God's people to do, to repent. In other words, to prepare themselves to turn to God. Because the kingdom of heaven has come near through the life and ministry of Jesus. This work of repentance, of turning one's life back to God, is the work of preparing the way of the Lord. Trying to form our lives and the lives of our community, the life of our parish, such that space is being prepared for God to be welcomed, for God to be worshiped, for God to be followed. This Sunday and next Sunday, our gospel passages focus on the ministry of John the Baptist in preparing the way for Jesus. Because Advent is a season of preparation, a season of active waiting, when we seek to prepare our hearts, our minds, our lives, to appreciate the ways in which God has come near to us through the gift of the Incarnation, through the gift of Jesus, of God becoming human in the person of Jesus. While at the same time, we are reminding ourselves the promise and hope of Christ's return. The two central feasts of the church year, Christmas and Easter, and each of those feasts are preceded by a season of preparation, a season of repentance. For Christmas, it is this season, Advent, and for Easter, it is the season of Lent. And in both seasons, we are reminded of our need to repent, to turn away from those things that separate us from God, and to refocus our lives such that God, and not ourself, is at the center. Therefore, in this penitential season, our Advent lessons and collects over the four Sundays of Advent direct us to repent in preparation for the coming of Christ in three particular ways. This week's reading and the message of John the Baptist is one who calls others to prepare for the way of the Lord, provides us with a helpful means of reflecting on the three ways in which we prepare during Advent, ways in which we prepare the way of the Lord. The first one, which is the most obvious one, we are preparing ourselves to rehear the spectacular story of the incarnation of Christ, the mystery and splendor of God becoming a baby in a manger, such that God might then become a man who lived and walked amongst the people of first century Palestine. Thus, John's message was partly an acknowledgement of the coming of the Messiah, God's messenger, preparing the way for Christ among them. On the fourth Sunday of Advent, 2 weeks away, our gospel lesson will turn to that extraordinary story. And then, as Advent ends on Christmas Eve, we will celebrate with great fanfare the joy of that festive event. But secondly, during Advent, we also turn our attention to the second coming of God's Son, as we did last Sunday, when in our gospel lesson we heard Jesus' words to the disciples about the time that would happen after he had left them, and his instruction to them and to us about always being prepared, always awake, as we await his return. And so we remind ourselves during Advent that this is our hope and our expectation. And it is during Advent that we turn ourselves, our attention, most keenly to this aspect of our hope. And as we remember that hope, we also remember that part of our work of repentance is to be about the work of building God's kingdom here on earth until Christ returns, to be an indication to the world of what God's kingdom will bring. It's what we do as a community, as the church. And third, during Advent, we are called upon to focus on the daily incoming of Christ into our lives, for God's daily visitation into our lives. And thus, in this week's collect, we pray that God would give us grace to heed the warnings of the prophets and forsake our sins, that we may greet with joy the coming of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. And so, just as we do during the season of Lent, we are called to remember that we are sinful people in need of a Savior, and that preparing for our Savior means that we must take our sins and our failings seriously, confess those sins, and repent and return to the Lord. In our gospel passage from Matthew, John the Baptist is making clear that for us to comprehend the significance of the good news, for us to truly greet with joy coming of Jesus Christ, we must first understand why the good news is so good. That is because we are in need of the good news. We have fallen short of God's plan for us. And thus it is that John the Baptist tells his audience that they must not merely rely on their birthright, their status as descendants of Abraham, just as we must not merely rely on our status as baptized people. Instead, they and we are called to bear fruits worthy of repentance. And in doing so, in bearing fruits worthy of repentance, we prepare the way of the Lord in our daily lives, so that God can ultimately burn away the sin, the chaff that separates us from God, so that we can become the good grain that God intends us to be. So as we continue our journey through Advent, John the Baptist is once again reminding us that we must repent. We must rededicate our lives and our passions so as to prepare a way for the Lord, to make his path straight, so that we can ultimately celebrate with wonder the mystery of the incarnation, so that we can anticipate with excitement and joy that glorious day on which he will return, so that we can awake each morning and invite Christ into our day, into our lives, into our hearts, so that he will, through those days, through his presence, burn away the sin that separates us from God, and guide our feet as we seek to prepare the way for him, to make his path straight as we continue our journey through this present wilderness.